Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Weird addictions. Anybody have any weird addictions? I think we all have some kind of weird obsession or something like that that we just keep doing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I will tell you two of mine. At one point, was Carmex ever a thing? Like Carmex, like
the lip stuff?
Lip
stuff, yeah.
At one point, I realized that I had Carmex everywhere. And like I was putting it on my lips just to kind of... even when my lips weren't even dry, a chap that was putting it on. And I was like, wait a second, I think this is an addiction now.
Well, I feel like sometimes those lip things are actually addictive. So it's
what do you think is the addictive? Are you addicted to the feeling? Do you think there's a chemical in there or something like that that makes us addicted?
Well, yeah, apparently in some of them, I'm not saying Carmex specifically, but the more you use, the more you want to use or need to use them.
Yeah.
It's that rebound effect. And they say that the same thing happens with a lot of the over-the-counter nasal sprays.
I heard about those too. Yes, addicting. Mm-hmm. So for Truth Tuesday this morning, we're asking you, what is your strange addiction? Text us 104536. You can even give us a shout at 416-870-1045. I'll tell you another one I noticed they had the other day.
All the strange things coming out today, Jamar.
I can't get rid of stuff. I'm eating dinner.
Okay.
And I take a sip of water, and I take this to the water, and I'm like... Like, oh, I need sparkling water. It sounds so foofy, right? Like, it sounds like I'm not even that guy. But, like, the minute I put the flat water in my mouth, I was like, no, I want the sparkling water. Oh. So I started buying those stupid, what are those sparkling waters called that, like, all those...
I don't know. I'm not going to say a name that you call
LaCroix?
Them stupid.
Yeah,
I mean,
LaCroix that everyone's drinking now. It's so whack.
It's so good.
It's so like I work in a cubicle with like neon lights and stuff. You know, like it's so millennial.
What?
I know.
I don't know. I see LaCroix very differently. I see it like, oh, I'm this fabulous person who's living this great life. And I have
that's why I don't
want to
drink it because I'm not fab.
Oh.
I'm just a regular Joe.
You know? Well, I mean, once you get a taste for the sparkling water,
yeah,
though,
that's
it's
the problem.
A thing. Because I think it does something to your mouth. I do. Yeah. I think it almost feels like a snack, not just a drink.
Yes. It tricks me into thinking I'm having beer.
Yeah, right? Yeah, there's something about it that just, it feels better.
And that's what's going on with me right now. So now, guys, I'm at the point where when I sit down and have a meal, if I'm not having sparkling water, I feel like I'm drinking, like, water,
like swill water, like
yeah,
bath
like,
water.
Like I'm being cheated. Mm-hmm. It's so dumb.
Cheated of an experience. You need a soda stream. You need a thing that continually makes. Yeah, you do.
So that's my strange addiction. Now I'm addicted to the sparkling bubbly water, and I can't stop.
So lip gloss and bubbly water. Wow, Jamar. We're learning things about you this morning.
What is your strange addiction? I know you have one.
Oh, yeah, I do. I do. I feel like I'm going to be... people are going to be texting already. But I can't... Q-tips.
Q-tips?
What? And not for the ears. Don't worry. Don't come at me. I'm not using them for my ears.
Okay.
I'm not cleaning my ears with Q-tips. Don't do that. That's dumb. I have a very quick 5-minute face, like makeup face that I do. I mean, even when I come in here in the morning, like I've got a little bit of something on. And Q-tips are a big part of that.
You always have to have Q-tips.
Yeah, and when I travel and I don't have the Q-tips, I pray that the hotel I'm staying in has that little tiny, like free Q-tip package.
Oh, yes.
And then I take more and more of them so that I can travel more and more with the Q-tip at all times. Like I have them right now in my bag. I've got
you really
right
do. Look at it. Q-tips.
Yeah,
someone just texted and listen, check. This is weird. Smelling empty mint Tic Tac boxes. Like the Tic Tac boxes?
Oh, I know what they're talking about.
What is that?
That's vanilla smell, isn't it? Oh no,
Caitlin,
I know about this. I don't. I'm not addicted to it, but I've acknowledged that when you buy the white Tic Tacs, there's a vanilla mint scent to them that I always think the Tic Tac will itself be able to embody, and it never lives up to the smell.
It doesn't. The smell is better than the taste.
Oh my God, mind blown. You're right.
Smells better than the taste.
It smells better than the taste.
You heard it here first.
That Tic Tac does not smell like the vanilla smell.
No, you were chasing the dragon. You're never getting that vanilla mint combo you want, and you were promised.
No.
It's just
those scoundrels. How could they do that to us?
I know.
No, they got the smell right.
Now, my weird addiction that I thought of from when I was a child, and then it kind of progressed into my teens, and luckily I cut it off as an adult.
Okay.
But I'm just going to reveal it. It started as a kid where I was addicted to the smell of freezer air.
Freezer air?
So the way that freezer air smells like clean and cold and likely some chemicals, I loved it. And when we got to the grocery store, my parents took a while for them to snap into like, why does she love coming to the grocery store so much? And I would run to the grocer's freezer, like the big open one where you'd find the cakes.
What?
And they were like, aw, she just loves cakes. And I'd have my head in the freezer just taking huge, like, like I loved it.
Look at that. Caitlin is freebase and freezer.
And then when I became a teenager... I loved eating ice because the like the refrigerator made ice to me tasted the way the freezer air smelled.
The taste of ice.
I don't even know what to say.
Everyone has one. I'm telling you, it's really, really strange. You gotta admit it. You have one.
Yep.
It's Truth Tuesday. Time to confess. All right, E-Talk Entertainment Update brought to you by the IKEA Bathroom Event. Save 15% on furniture, sinks, and faucets until May 27th. See in-store or IKEA.ca for details. Conditions apply. Let's apply the Lainey. Put it on. Good morning, Lainey. How are you?
Good morning. I have some nerd gossip for you, Jamar. You know I'm.
Feed it to me.
So, Batman, I understand, is your fave.
He's the greatest superhero of all time.
Okay, so you know that many celebrities have played Batman.
Yes.
The most recent was Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Now, Ben Affleck has a friendship with George Clooney. They made a movie called Argo together.
It You're won right.
an Oscar. And George Clooney was also Batman.
Yeah, he was one of the worst ever. Bat nipples. Anybody remember Bat nipples?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I do remember that.
He would not disagree with you, actually. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing about George Clooney is he looks back at his Batman time as a mistake, just like many fans. And he said that he told Ben Affleck, his advice to Ben Affleck was don't do it.
Really?
Because of his experience. He said that, you know, at that point in his career, he wanted like a big budget thing because he didn't know the difference. And he was like, what I didn't realize at the time was even though like Arnold Schwarzenegger was on that movie, like the Batman and movies with him and got like $20 to $25 million, but didn't have to wear it. It was George who had to wear the disappointment of the movie.
Because Arnold Schwarzenegger was a villain, and the villains don't usually have to wear. He was Mr. Freeze.
Well, right. I was going to say, I don't even really remember
him. Yeah, by the wayside. Yeah, it was really, that movie was super, super corny.
Anyway, well, he knows it was corny.
Yeah.
He knows he has to wear it. He, you know, is not going to argue with you when you say he sucks. but so he's talking about that right now. He's saying, I told Ben not to do it. Clearly, Ben didn't listen to that advice. I would say that Ben Affleck was a better Batman than George Clooney. Would you agree?
I will even go into a little more detail. I say Ben Affleck was actually, surprise guys, one of the best Batmans. It was a very, very good Batman. It's just the script is terrible.
I was going to say, but he got raked over the coals for that.
He did. Yeah. But Ben Affleck was really good.
Anyone
who watches those movies, watch the Ben Affleck Batman, that fight scene in the warehouse is one of the best superhero fight scenes in
we're
the
going
history
deep right now.
Are we going too deep?
Deep dork.
I'm just telling you, it was a great fight scene was
that's good.
Before I get ready to go to a club at night, I put on that fight scene just to get pumped.
Oh.
Not that I'm going to fight anyone. It just makes me feel good.
I really love this side of you. Like, you're so cool.
No.
And you're so charismatic.
Corny.
And then I bring the Batman out, and then you turn into like a full on nerd.
Yeah.
What's next, lady?
Please. Are we ready to talk royal gossip?
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
All right. So a lot of people have been asking, hey, have Will and Kate met baby Archie yet? The answer is no.
What?
However, Archie's a week old now, right? Week and a day.
Yeah.
But, if the non-gossipy version of this is that Will and Kate and Harry both had public engagements last week, a few of them. And so they were out doing their royal duties. They haven't had a chance to drop in and see Meghan and the baby. The gossipy version is, of course, there have been a lot of rumors that there's been a rift between the Sussexes and the Cambridges, and that rift is extending even, you know, to when to see the little baby. However, we're hearing that Will and Kate will drop by this week to, you know, check on their nephew. And I don't know. I always say gossip is a buffet. You can choose whatever dish
like
you want.
Oh. I'm choosing the hottest dish. I'm choosing the hottest, yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting, this whole royal pregnancy and baby thing. We're finding out information that we assumed to be true before and isn't. For example, it was widely believed that Meghan was going to give birth at home. We now know she gave birth in a hospital.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I came here and you guys were like, it's a home birth, right? And I was like, I think so. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it just goes to show you, like, the dissemination of all kinds of information around around this particular royal couple has been way off the mark at times.
Can we still count on the royal family coming to Canada? That's what I want to know.
I would say chances are good.
Oh, wow.
We like those chances. We like those chances. Okay. All of that and more coming up tonight on eTalk CTV 7 o'clock. Thank you, Lainey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are doing Text Tuesday, or Truth Tuesday, rather, and a lot of texts about strange addictions. But it's evolved, as Caitlin pointed out while we were talking in the studio a minute ago. It seems like everyone's strangely addicted, or a lot of us are addicted to smells.
Yeah.
Have you guys noticed that there all these smells have been coming in that people are like, oh, I love the smell of this? Because you said you are addicted to the smell of freezer air, like when the mist comes out of the freezer. It has a distinct smell, Caitlin.
I started this, so I'll take credit for it. I do. When I was a kid, I used to love the way freezer air smelled. I still like it, but I don't like actively seek it out. When I was a kid, I'd go grocery shopping with my parents and just full head into the grocer's freezer, just 1 inch away from everyone else's Stover's mac and cheese.
If you see Caitlin at a Dairy Queen, she's not there,
she's not there for the ice cream.
She's there literally for the freezer.
But yeah. I will say that what it kicked off was a lot of smells, for sure. A lot of senses. It's like a lot of sensations. Whether that's touch or sight or things you hear, because someone said that squeaky sound when you're washing your hair and that squeaky feeling when you're doing it. If I don't get that from shampooing, I shampoo again until I get it.
Wow.
Someone says the fresh wood selection in Home Depot. Ooh. Loves the scent of that.
The scent
makes
of the wood.
Me sleepy. Yeah.
Someone else said Dentine cinnamon gum. I chew it three times. I chew three pieces at a time to get the hot cinnamon taste. And then when that spicy feeling, that warming feeling in the mouth wears off, they spit it out and pop another three in.
Wow.
Crazy. Someone texted and they said Canadian Tire. They go to Canadian Tire just to smell the tires. And I could completely relate. Like, that's something about that smell of that fresh rubber of tires is oddly satisfying. It's really, really strange. Another texter said, empty Vicks jar. The smell of the Vicks jar takes them back to childhood. And my husband loves the smell of gas, too. What's up, Shelly?
Yeah, what's up, Shelly?
You guys know what? Oh, God, this is so embarrassing. You guys know what Dettol is?
Yeah.
You know what Dettol is?
Yeah. No. It's like a disinfectant and antiseptic for like toothbrushes.
I don't know what it's used for, but all I know is my Jamaican grandmother growing up would pour this in like the bathtub and give me a bath in it. And like
it's not what Tom's.
I think that's what it's. I think it's. I hope you should use it for that. It's our secret. It was not good. But in any case, after that, I would go into my mother's cabinet and I'd open up the Dettol and I'd take like a little capful and smell it. And just a little fumes would be so good to me. I know. That can't be good for you.
No, it
explains
a lot.
That explains a lot. Yeah, that's where all the brain cells went.
It really does. Some people say addicted to being single and not dating. Holla. Love that. Okay.
Time to kick that habit.
Yeah.
Yeah, strange addictions. Everyone's got one. Freshly cut grass, somebody said. The smell of coffee. I think smell. There's something about smell that just gives you a pleasure sensation in the brain.
Gives you that little dopamine hit that you're looking for. I feel like when you're dating somebody and you feel comfortable with them to share these strange addictions is when you know it's the real thing. I feel like it's like a litmus test.
Yeah.
Well, people are getting intimate with us with some of these addictions.
Yeah, some
of them I wish I didn't know.
Exactly. We're getting to know each other too well.
I wish this person did not just text me the smell of my own brand. You know what that means?
No. Oh. Let's walk it back.
I'll tell you after. I'll tell you during the commercial break. The rest of you ask your friends. That's gross. No. What would you do that for? Why are you smelling your own brand?
That I've never heard it put that way before.
Drop the windows, brother. What are you doing?
Never heard it put that way before.
Yeah. All right. Well, strange addictions for 500. That went well. Any update on how you're doing on Tinder this morning, Caitlin?
I'm not doing great on Tinder, but I'm having better results on Grindr. And of course, we are referencing my Snapchat filter alter ego, Connor. And he's cleaning up on Grindr.
Okay. Wow. Turns out she's a pretty hot guy. If you haven't seen on Snapchat, they release these filters that will turn you into the opposite gender. So Caitlin has turned her face into a guy who she now calls Connor. Meredith, you turned your face into a guy. Did you give him a name?
Yeah, Ethan is not doing so well.
Ethan's not doing well?
No, Ethan is not doing well. I mean, I didn't put him up on Grindr. I'm sorry, Ethan. I should have given you more legs.
That's what you need to do.
I should have given you more legs. But no, the girls are not going gaga for Ethan.
All right.
And you know what, girls? I get it. You are smart.
To your point. The beautiful face that you know as Jamar has been transported into a mustached woman called Jasmine.
A blonde.
She's a blonde. Really? She resembles Wendy Williams.
Yeah, blondes
oddly.
Have more fun with the.
Yeah, well, she's not having too much fun on Tinder.
No?
I put my female version of my face on Tinder, and I have no swipes to date. So, yes, no dates for me.
Really?
Big surprise. I'm not a hot girl.
I know. The thing I think is so funny about this Tinder thing, because I've never had the experience from a male perspective, signing up as a male, is that they're really trying to sell me stuff as Ethan.
Yeah.
Like, I've liked all the girls I possibly can, like, in one fell swoop. No one's liked me back. But they say they've hidden 4 likes from me, apparently, love of my life likes, but I can only see them if I buy the next level of Tinder.
And doesn't that feel like, you know, it's kind of
sad,
phony? Sad. They're like, come on, Ethan. And also, they only let you have a certain number of likes per, I guess, day, mm-hmm. and then they cut you off.
Which, as a girl, you would never know that fact.
No.
But as a guy, yeah.
Yeah, now
we're learning.
They have to kind of put a leash on the thirst.
Exactly.
That's what it is with the guys.
And I think in Grindr, it's like no holds barred here.
Yeah, I think there's no limits with Grindr.
Well, I mean, I've got some private messages. I've gotten some taps.
Yeah, like you keep getting little beeps.
Yeah, someone actually
Grindr
specifically said, cute pic.
Oh. Wow. Sure.
Okay, right. But we're not catfishing, just so you know. We're not like going to communicate back and forth with
no.
them. So don't worry.
We're not posing as them. We're not messaging with anyone. We're not doing anything to be intentionally like misleading, other than we're just floating our gorgeous faces out there and seeing what happens.
Well, if I ever wanted to know what I would look like as a woman, I now know that I look terrible. I'm a combination of Wendy Williams and Michael Jackson. It looks really, really bad.
And a little bit of your sister, right? Not now with the blonde
hair. Well, the picture we took yesterday actually looked just like my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took this other picture late yesterday, and I look at him like, oh my goodness, this is just like even worse. So my suspicions are confirmed.
Now, Meredith, what did you fill out for Ethan's profile? Like, I just want to know a little bit more about your alter ego.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do I know a little bit about him? Just a small town guy trying to make it in the big city.
Okay.
Right? I like beer, sports, and romantic comedies.
Ooh.
No FOMO, only JOMO.
Oh.
With the peace sign emoji. And JOMO, just so you know, is the joy of missing
joy
out.
Fear
of missing out.
Very good.
Okay. I know. I selected my peace sign very specifically.
Okay. Well, I chose to keep it really mysterious and just put up the picture. I guess it wasn't enticing.
No, you needed a tagline. Maybe this is where Jasmine went wrong.
Okay.
Connor has one, right?
Oh, yeah. Connor. My alter ego, Connor.
Come on, Connor.
Who is a 29-year-old chef, in case you were wondering what I had made up. I just kept it simple with a little flirty line that is referencing Game of Thrones, saying, a Stark in the streets and a wildling in the sheets.
Heyo!
What a geek.
Barf emoji.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, Ethan is in the transportation industry.
Ontario woke up to an Amber Alert this morning, first issued around 5 a.m. that has now ended. 3-year-old William Gooden traveling with 25-year-old Brianna Gooden. He was found safe in the care of his mother in Toronto. We don't have details about the nature of his, you know, discovery, and we don't have anything else from officials yet other than to say that he and his mom have both been safe and sound, which is great news. And again, further proof that these systems work. And please don't call 911.
Oh my gosh. It's so... And don't tweet out from your account about how it bothers
you. So wait, why are people calling 911 with the
Amber Alert? They're calling 911 to complain about the noise.
But 911 is not a complaint line.
Exactly.
No, it is not, Shamari. You are correct on that. But they still are.
They're calling in, and it's like every time an operator answers the phone to deal with a non-emergency, you are taking them away from an emergency. So, you know, and if you're tweeting about it and you're tweeting it from an account with your name and your face, you are leaving yourself open to public ridicule, and you cannot complain when it happens.
No.
Because I'm seeing it happen on Twitter right now, like in front of me. And everyone's complaining, oh, you're all being mean to me. You just said you didn't want to receive the Amber Alert.
Yeah.
So what
definition
they should do is... that's not...
No compassion.
No, that's no compassion.
No empathy.
What they should do is everyone that complains about the Amber Alert, we should store them into a file, and when their kids go missing, we just all stay asleep that day.
Like, I just feel like to store them into a file and be like, can we give you, like, a penalty? Like a dumb penalty that goes towards, you know, emergency services
right,
or something.
Right.
There has to be a tax for those people, I swear. Anyways, WhatsApp also trending. If you use WhatsApp, you just want to make sure that you update that this morning. WhatsApp, owned by Facebook, officially released a statement saying they had a security vulnerability within the app that had allowed hackers to inject spyware onto your phone. And the way it worked is all they had to do was use the call function. You didn't even have to answer the phone.
That's the scariest part of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is just have the call. You receive the call. It infects your phone. And what happens from there is the hackers have access to your phone remotely. They can read your messages. They can see your contacts. They can even activate your camera. And with 1.5 billion users, this is a really big deal around the world this morning. So they have fixed the issue and pushed out a patch. That's why you need to have this update on your phone right away. But it also has led everyone to believe, why were these people targeted and what did these hackers want? Were they trying to steal our financial information? We do know that one UK-based human rights lawyer was targeted and another was a researcher for Amnesty International. So a lot of people believed it could be kind of, you know, governments who might want to suppress human rights, that they could be the ones behind this. And they're still going to continue with this investigation. But if you use WhatsApp, get this patch. Always update your software on your phone, because all these companies issue these security updates all the time. And you just want to make sure you have the latest and greatest.
I wish the Amnesty guy would release like a post about how did he realize he was being hacked or surveillanced. Like, I would like to know how you figure that out.
I will actually share from our socials if you're interested, because it's kind of a long and involved story.
Yeah.
But there is more details into this and how it was discovered. But yeah,
I want to read that.
A little long. You can check it out.
Cool.
Now, the final debate is ending. We posted earlier this morning on Twitter, because this was making the rounds on social media yesterday. Do you wash your legs in the shower? Yes or no? And the world was divided. It's like the white and gold or the blue and black dress.
Mm-hmm.
So from Chum's official Twitter poll, so you know it's real, 73% of you wash your legs in the shower and 27% say no, soap and gravity is just fine.
Whoa.
Okay, good. The majority wins on that one. Good. Are you 25%ers, right. Tom? Are you their leader?
They speak for me. I don't speak for them.
Oh, okay.
All right. Shout out to the messy leg minority out there. I wash my legs. I thought was something everyone did.
I know.
News to me. Thank you so much, Caitlin. The city's still reeling from the buzzer beater that is being called the greatest shot in Raptors history. Kawhi Leonard kills it with 4 seconds to go. I still, even this morning when they showed that shot, I just was like, wow.
Yeah, incredible. People are saying ecstasy. The ecstasy of waiting for that shot to fall.
Two of my friends were actually seated behind the Milwaukee net.
Oh, yeah?
For Game 7.
Philadelphia.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my gosh. I'm already thinking
about
the net.
Oh, yeah, we're
thinking
about
the net. Yes. Yeah. So they're seated behind the Philly net with, like, killer seats. So they saw this whole moment unfold. And, like, I was looking at their socials. Oof. That was something to really be there for and a moment to enjoy.
Yeah, that is a historic game. That will be a game that everyone all over the country, maybe even all over the world, will remember. That shot that like wobbled and then went in.
It's like the Joe Carter home run for the Jays.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day. It's like that same kind of Toronto epic sports moment.
And someone in the room here was there for that moment.
Were you?
I was.
What?
I was.
You were?
Yeah.
Really?
I was a kid. Yeah. I know. I was
there.
I was there with my dad and one of my very good friends, Tristan, who's still my friend to this day. And the three of us were there. And I had my domer, which you won't know about, Jamar, but when the dome switched to the Rogers Center, it was first the Sky Dome, and still some people refer it to that, and there was a turtle called Domer, and I had Domer with me. That's how young
I was. A little stuffed animal?
Yeah, it's like a stuffed animal and a stuffy at the game. And
did you have the soft serve sundae that was served to you in the upside down Jay's helmet? That was the bowl?
Did you sniff it in the freezer, Caitlin? Is that why you remember that thing? I'm like, everything frozen, Caitlin remembers.
I might have saved them.
You might say that. No, that was a big moment. And what I remember after that moment the most was getting home and trying to get through the sort of craziness of all the Toronto fans. Because when Toronto wins at home, Toronto is a city that goes to the end.
It becomes a citywide celebration.
Absolutely. Everybody gets involved. And I love you know me. You listen to me in the afternoon. I'm not like a sports encyclopedia, but I love what sports do for a city.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really good... It's a great time for the town right now. We had the Leafs who went, you know, did their thing, got eliminated, but now the Raptors are still bringing us into a postseason.
Yeah.
It's a great time to be in the six.
It is.
Now, if you want to be in the house, we told you that we would have tickets if there was a next round situation.
Yes.
We're going to make good on that. We have tickets for Game 3. It's going to be Bucks and Raptors, Game 3, and sometime, I would say between now and tomorrow, we'll tell you how and when you can win those tickets. But do rest assured, if you listen to Chum, you've got a good chance of winning, better than anyone else who doesn't listen. So stay in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? All right, cool.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.